Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of Paddock Pass, the podcast where we talk all things motorsport. I'm your host, Evie Spencer, an aspiring motorsport journalist from the UK, and you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Evie Spencer Motorsport. Make sure to follow my socials and this podcast for lots of motorsport content. Hope you enjoy! Okay, so today I'm here with Ollie Pattas. Ollie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Ollie Pattas indeed. I am, well, I've got a TikTok account with 11,000 plus followers. I'm a host at the F1 Arcade, and I'm the founder of Project Let's Actually Talk F1. Thank you for having me on, Evie.
You are very welcome. Thank you for coming on. So my first question to you is, when and how did you find motorsport?
So I found motorsport at a very young age. I was a kid, getting up early, as kids do, back in, we're talking 2005, 2006 now. I get up early to play with my Lego sets and whatnot. And my dad would obviously come down to supervise me, and he would have the Grand Prix on in the background, the early morning Grand Prix. It must have been, you know, Chinese Grand Prix, Malaysian Grand Prix, that sort of type. And I kind of latched onto it as a kid, started watching it, became obsessed with it. And then Lewis Hamilton started in 2007, and that's when my real love affair with the sport started, and here we are, however many years later, still a fan of F1.
Wow. I think that's similar for a lot of people, though, actually, finding it when they're younger.
I suppose a lot of people say the exact same things.
Yeah. Perfect. So can you tell me about the different content that you create on your TikTok account and on your Instagram and all of that?
Of course. I've got a range of content I produce. There's four main pillars. We've got one being, you know, lifestyle content. You know, this is my least frequent one, lifestyle content, what I get up to. You know, it's more vanity content, if anything, but it all adds to the dynamic of being an online personality, right? And then comment replies, replying to people's comments. If someone says something that I'd like to tell the world, basically, I'll reply to that in whichever manner I see fit. And then another one would be Projects Actually Talk F1 clip calls. So that's the private calls I have with Projects Actually Talk F1 subscribers. Now that is a bit of a mouthful, so I'm going to abbreviate it to Plat F1. With Plat F1 subscribers, calls I have with them get clipped up and then redistributed on my TikTok channel, my YouTube, and yeah, we've done over 250,000 views now in 2 months with all those clips, all those members, and it's doing really well. And then my final pillar is, of course, my interview content, which is where I gained the bulk of my following from, you know, whether it be in a venue such as the F1 Arcade, such as the Selfridges show in London, such as Silverstone, or even just out and about in London, out and about in a town somewhere, just finding F1 fans, even non-F1 fans, talking to them, asking them questions and getting some good content.
Yes, because I could not imagine doing it at the minute personally, because I'm quite a new content creator. So what is it like going up to random people, asking them questions?
The main thing is you just got to get over the fear of rejection, because if you're in public, you'll probably get every six people you ask, you'll get one interview out of that. You've just got to remember that, you know, it literally doesn't matter. Let's say no, it's not personal. They just don't want to stop and talk about F1 with a stranger into a mic. It's going to go on the internet, which is obviously fair enough. But every six or seven people, you'll find someone who wants to talk about it, wants to be in an interview. And then, yeah, you have a plan, you have a brief, what kind of content you want to get, and you get as much as possible. Aim for 10 good interviews and you'll have a bank of content for the next few months. But yeah, no, it's really good fun. I definitely enter flow state when I'm doing it, because you're in the zone, right? You're operating at a very high level. Your brain is very aware. It's very sharp. It's got to be that way. As you know, Evie, you've had that experience with your experience recently. So you've got a taste of what it's like. It's hard, but it's really good fun at the same time. And I love it.
Yes, I can imagine it is very exciting, but very jam-packed at the same time. So you did mention about Plat F1. Can you tell me how you came up with and started Plat F1?
So I came up with the idea just because I wanted to create something a bit different, something that gave the ordinary F1 fan or even the creator, such as you, a chance to have a voice on a platform. You know, I've got this platform of 11,000 followers. It's not a lot, but it's something, right? It's something in the F1 community. So I thought, why not give F1 fans a chance to have their opinion, have a voice, you know. You see videos with thousands of comments, but only 10 get replied to. Let's bring those comments to life. And people have some good opinions. They do have some good opinions, and I want to get those opinions out there. Yeah, it's as simple as that. That's the main, there's obviously other elements to play F1, but that is the main element. The main selling point is giving people a voice.
So what would you get as a Plat F1 subscriber? Can you explain to the listeners? Yeah.
So a Plat F1 subscriber gets a personalised and enhanced Formula 1 experience. They can, it's up to them how they use the experience. You know, they've got obviously the private calls, which I mentioned, which get distributed on my channel, and they have their voice. And there's also personalised Grand Prix previews for every race to them, you know, to their favourite teams and drivers. It's a preview you can't get anywhere else. It's tailored to you, to that person. You also get one newsletter a week, the Boom Let's Talk F1 newsletter, a modern, unfiltered take on all things Formula 1, written by me again. And there's also group webinars where, you know, we sit down with other star TikTok creators and I co-host a session, and members of Plat F1 can join in and watch and participate. And they get to network with people who are not only strong and popular F1 TikTok influencers, but also people in industry. So it's a great chance for them to network, great chance for them to get their name out there. And finally, if that wasn't enough, you also get entered into competitions to win free merchandise. So there's a lot of play, there's lots to choose from, and it's up to you how you view your subscription. What's most valuable to you is obviously dependent on what you want to get out of it. And there's an app that you join, where you join a very like-minded community where you can control your subscription and enjoy it from.
So you mentioned that you were also a host at the F1 Arcade. So can you tell me, how did you get in touch with them and what sort of comes with being a host?
Yeah, so that was, so before end of 2022, I went down to F1 Arcade to do some filming for my channel, get those interviews. So I thought, you know, an F1 location, there'll be loads of F1 fans. I might only get rejected 3 times out of 4 instead of 6 times out of 7 or whatever I said. So I thought it'd be a lot easier to get content then. It was amazing. Got some amazing videos, some amazing people, and some amazing content. And then a month later, you know, they said to me, what you did at the F1 Arcade was fantastic. They watched what I made. And they were like, yeah, how do you like a host role at the F1 Arcade for the watch parties for 2023? And obviously I welcomed that opportunity with open arms. And it's amazing. I've hosted the Bahrain and the Saudi Arabia watch parties at the start of the season. You know, speaking in front of 800 people live is a different experience, but one, again, I embraced and enjoyed and learned from, and also getting social media content for them as well. Yeah, it was a fantastic day on both occasions.
So what is the highlight of working at the F1 Arcade?
The highlight is also the hardest part. The highlight is right at the start of the watch party, you know, 2 hours before the race, getting on mic, wide up to the whole venue and speaking live to 800 people saying, welcome to the Bahrain watch party, and get people excited, bringing the energy. It's the hardest part, but the most enjoyable so far, for sure.
Definitely. So why motorsport? So what do you love about motorsport to make you want to create content about it?
I'm passionate about motorsport. I want to have a passionate life. So why not combine the two and do something more exciting, do something incredible in life. And you can definitely combine the two if you work hard enough. So that's my plan.
So what is your biggest achievement so far?
Biggest achievement so far? Good question. It's tied. It's tied probably between getting that host role at F1 Arcade or running Plat F1, you know, with 11 live subscribers. Even though it may not sound like a lot, but having 11 people subscribe to me for all of the Plat F1 experiences is a pretty surreal feeling. I love delivering upon that value every month for people who expect that value and pay for that value. But at the same time, I love doing it. You know, I am doing something different. I'm making a difference in a way. It's hard to explain, but I definitely say Plat F1 is my biggest achievement because it's something I've created.
Yeah.
It's my thing. So yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah. I think it is very inspiring to people around, definitely, because it's very cool. It's very inspiring what you've made.
I think you asked me as well how the idea came about. I didn't answer that question. The idea came about because, yeah, I wanted to make a change. I wanted to do something different, and to do something someone's never done before, you have to do something different, I think is the quote, or something like that. Because there's so many creators out there. I thought, well, if I'm going to make it and do something huge, then I've got to do something different. So that was where the thinking came from.
And yeah, I leverage the skills to make it happen.
Yes. Well, that's a good reason to do things, is to be different, but also do something that you're very passionate about. So what is your dream? What are your goals? Anything like that?
Again, huge question, Evie, but I think for me, I don't necessarily put too much emphasis on an end goal. You have to see what happens. You can't say, oh, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, and have tunnel vision towards it, because then you'll turn a blind eye to some amazing opportunities that come the way because you're so focused on one specific end goal, which might not be achievable, realistic, whatever it may be. You have to be flexible. You have to be dynamic. Kind of go with the flow. Have a plan in the micro, but in the macro, not really know where it's going to take you. I think that's where I'm at the moment. You know, my plan is just to kind of grow Project Actually Talk F1, grow my presence as a presenter, getting new jobs here and there. I don't just do F1, of course. I've got a number of other roles with other companies doing presenting for their social media. So it's all about kind of diversifying myself going forward and building Project Actually Talk F1 into something as big as it can possibly be.
Okay, and who are the people that inspire you to keep going and to keep trying your best and keep taking these opportunities?
Again, it's a tricky question, Evie, because you can't really narrow it down to one person. There's so many inspirational people out there. But I think, I'm not going to say one person, but I'm just going to say, I inspire myself in the sense that it would be a shame not to do all of this, because I feel as if I have a lot of potential to make this all happen. So, you know, it's the least I can do to myself. I owe it to myself in a way. But at the same time, there's all sorts of people online who inspire me. You know, I've been consuming a lot of, you know, I don't know how to call it, but content, good content online, right?
Yeah.
You know, what you eat is what you are. And it's the same with content.
Yeah.
If you consume the right content, you'll become that. And I think that's kind of just molded me into something that's making things like Project Actually Talk F1 happen.
Yes, definitely. So my last question, and the question that I ask everybody on the podcast, is if you could get a paddock pass to any race in the world, where would you go?
100% Monaco.
I think it's so iconic.
And the fact people answer Monaco to that question shows it has to stay on the calendar.
Yes, I agree. I've seen people that are saying that it shouldn't stay on the calendar. What are your thoughts about that?
Monaco, yeah, it's got to stay. It's an iconic race in an amazing location. It would be silly to take it off the calendar.
Yes, I 100% agree.
But at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if they did. But yeah. Hopefully they don't.
Yes, I can see it happening at some point, but I don't want it to happen. And I think there will be uproar if it does happen.
That's right.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
No, thank you for having me on, Evie. Really appreciate it. It was great to speak to you. Great to have you host.
I know. What a change. It's crazy.
We had our private Plat F1 call just before this. So I was hosting and answering questions. Now you're hosting and answering me questions. We literally had a whole reverse. Yeah.
Yeah, mad. Thank you for listening to the Paddock Pass podcast with me, Evie Spencer. Make sure to follow this podcast for more episodes and head over to my socials for more motorsport content.